Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here. Today it happened again. I was brought into a seminar to give a talk, to speak for a group of CEOs on the topic of effectiveness, how to become more effective by doing better priorities and better structure. That's what they requested me to speak about. I did what I often do. I didn't speak about priorities and structure until the last 15 or max 20 more minutes. 20 more minutes, that was an odd word. I mean, 20 minutes, of course. Now, an hour and a half, and I waited for an hour, 10 minutes before I started what they asked me to speak about, priorities and structures. And they appreciated the seminar a lot. What do I speak about for the first hour and 10 minutes? Well, that's what's so important. And if you're interested in winning the game of work and life and being truly effective, this is what's so often missed. Now, people think that better priorities and structures is the solution to the experience of stress. People ask that question because they have unwanted experiences in life of feeling stressed, burdened, overwhelm, seeing a bigger potential in their organizations that they don't manage to tap into with people. They get frustrated. They have family lives that are out of balance because they aren't present at home. They feel that they, you know, don't take care of their bodies well enough, so they get more tired and frustrated, irritated than they know they need to be. And life feels, if not meaningless, it feels without deep purpose. So effectiveness, when I ask people what that is, almost nobody in 20 years has given me the distinction I work with. And that's a distinction I found somewhere almost 30 years ago now. I'd started a new job at a huge IT consulting company, and I opened the mail inbox, and up in the corner there was a plugin in Outlook called Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. This was 1997. That was a book I'd seen in some airports, but I never read it. And I opened it and I dove into the distinctions and principles that were described there. And I got very, very interested and fascinated. For a couple of years, I did a lot of training with the Stephen Covey methodology. I flew to England a couple of times and I did courses and programs and discovered self-leadership as an interesting domain. And that was early days, obviously. And then I built more and more and more and more distinctions and skills and principles and methodologies into my teaching from those days. In that book, effectiveness had a definition which works so well. It says that effectiveness is a result of the balance between production and capacity. So if on one side you have the production you intend to do, and on the other side of like a teeter-totter, you know, one of those scales that go up and down depending on which side is most heavy, you have capacity. The obvious conclusion using this definition is that you need capacity at this level of production you intend or aim for. If you have less capacity than you have demand for production, you will get stressed on a personal level. If there's more things you think you need to get done than you have capacity to do, there is stress, imbalance, frustration, being absent-minded, waking up early because your brain reminds you, and all of that. That's just symptoms. If you don't wake up to the fact that you need to build capacity, no lecture on priorities or structure will help. So I spoke with these CEOs about that today for a while. They don't have a stress problem. They have a capacity problem. They don't have a problem of structure and priorities necessarily. At a more fundamental level, they have a capacity problem. And when they woke up to that, the conversation gets more interesting. They start asking other questions. Well, what impacts our capacity? How can we build more capacity? And they see that structure and priorities are just two ways to build capacity. There are so many other ways that are actually more important. your self-awareness, your understanding of the human mind, where your feelings come from and where your experience come from. All those questions needs to be talked about before we can speak about priorities and structure. So it became a lovely talk today. And at the end of the talk, where I've done what I've done so many times over the years, I don't talk about what people ask me to talk about until the end. I address it and give them value. But for the main part, 60-70% of the seminar, I speak about other things than what they asked for. And they always say time and time again, oh, we loved the balance about the deep conversation, about the nature of being human, and the capacity conversation. And we liked the hands-on tips in the end that were usable. So this is the thing. If you want to level up your sense of being truly productive, being free and have it all, like having great results in all domains of life, you need to get interested in a couple of things. Power, where does that come from and how do you build your own power? You need to get interested in perspective. What perspective is valuable? For example, a perspective of effectiveness, how does that even work? The phenomena of perspective, what is a perspective and how do you upgrade to more fruitful perspectives? So you need power, you need perspective, then you need protection. As your power starts to rise and your perspective starts to improve, you need to get protected by the triggers that make you lose them again. So how can you protect yourself from losing power and perspective? Well, there are simple daily practices you can do there. Called Core Four. You invest a bit of time daily in making sure that your body, your being, your balance, and your business is nurtured. Your business is your work and your finances. The balance is your family. The being is the beingness of being human, whatever that is. Sense of purpose, a sense of clarity, a sense of profound connection to your heart and soul. Spirituality. Deep connection rather than surface level connection. And body is your sense of, you know, being energized and having a body that works for you, not against you. By investing daily in those four domains, you protect yourself. Then comes production. So the capacity distinction I spoke to the CEOs about actually has three main domains underneath it. Capacity includes power, it includes perspective, it includes protection. And from that comes production. And production is the actions you take to produce results. But that also includes having a vision and a purpose that calls you forward. It also includes some planning and preparation before you start taking action. So the whole protection domain is not just, you know, giving priorities and structure things. You need to find purpose. You need to plan. You need to prepare. And then you need to produce by taking action. What does all this lead to? Well, the outcome of the power perspective, production and protection and production is four-dimensional profits. You start to make profits in four dimensions of life, not just at work. Profits meaning valuable results. So this was a lot in 7 or 8 minutes, right? Point was, don't look to the surface for the to-dos and hacks and actions only. How should I structure this? What should I prioritize better? I asked the CEOs, how many of you know things you should do that would really make a difference, but you don't do them anyway? And everybody had their hand up, of course. That's due to a lack of power and lack of perspective. So look deeper. Get interested. What speaks to your heart? What speaks to your soul? What do you already know you need to start doing to be on track? What do you already know you need to start doing with your body to get on track? What do you already need to know you start to do in the domain of being to put yourself more on track? With family and closest friends, what do you already know that you should do that you're not doing? Start doing that, you know, make progress. And the same with work. What do you already know that you should stop doing, but you're not stopping it. What you need to let go of, put in the archives, just eliminate out of your life, but you're not doing it. You're keeping on and on and on and on in this thoughtless pattern that leads to frustration and stress and disappointment. Here we are at the root cause questions to lack of structure and priority, because when your heart is filled with fire and inspiration and passion for what you do, it'll get important to make priorities, and it'll get important to structure your weeks, your days, and, you know, beyond that, put some kind of outlook into life long term when you see some structure for the future. Okay, that was all for today. Effectiveness is the result of balance between production and capacity. Look forward to see you in the next episode.